啊，前几年哈、哦，因为英国那边发生狂牛病，好几万头的牛都杀掉。
Because a couple years ago, they had this mad cow disease in England, and they killed millions of cows.
那个很可怕哦，那个狂牛病还会影响到人，吃了以后，它潜伏期大概十年。
And this is quite serious because it could affect humans as well, and it could be in your body for around 10 years.
所以好几个国家现在都对美国的牛肉就禁止进口。
So they do not allow the beef from U.S. to be imported to be exported to other countries.
昨天看到台湾的新闻说，我们以后要再吃到牛，美国的牛肉大概要等七年。
And yesterday I heard this news from Taiwan. They said that we probably have to wait 7 years to eat beef from U.S. again.
如果证实说那个是真的是狂牛病的话，因为那个影响很长啊。
And if they are sure that it's a disease,
真可怕。
Because it has a long-term effect, therefore it would be quite terrible.
当然有的说啊，可能有些那个狂牛病的牛肉啊，人家都已经吃到肚子里面去了。
And some say some people might already taken the diseased meat already.
等到他发现以后啊，发现的时候啊，很多的那个有病的牛的那个牛肉都已经到人家的肚子里面了。
Because before they discovered this, many people have really bought the meat and ate it.
最近那个近代好像很多那个怪病哈。
And in the current times, there are many weird diseases.
像那个最近流行性感冒哈，流行性感冒也死了不少人嘛。
For example, many people died of. 去年更多。Many people died of flu recently, and last year there were more.
像在亚洲地区啊，去年流行的那个，今年流行的 SARS.
And for example, SARS that was in Asia.
也死了不少人。
And many people died because of that.
我在三月要回去台湾开会的时候，因为连总今年三月在台湾开会。
And in March, when I was supposed to return to Taiwan for the meeting, because I held a meeting in Taiwan.
我三月十八号的飞机，结果那一天到机场啊都没有人，因为那一天呢、伊拉克开始打仗。
And my flight was on March 18th, and there was no one at the airport because the Iraqi war started at that time.
回去以后啊，过了几天呐、又开始流行那个 SARS.
And after I returned to Taiwan, a few days later, they.
SARS started. 所以到了飞机场的时候，要回来就是到飞机场，怎么每一个人都戴口罩
？And therefore, when I went to the airport in Taiwan to return to U.S., I saw that everyone had a mask on.
我是没有戴了，我想说，交托给神嘛。
I did not wear one because I thought I should just trust in the hands of God.
不过后来证实哈，流行病那个 SARS 区域哈，流行最广的都是我们教会信徒最多的地方。
And later on, it proved that the area with the most severe case of SARS is where we have most members.
香港啦，新加坡啦，中国南方啦，台湾啦，这都是信徒很多的地方。
For example, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Southern China and Taiwan, we have many members in those areas.
但是感谢主啦，我们信徒没有一个人得病死掉的。
But thank God, none of our members were affected by SARS.
有一个家庭啊。有一个姐妹，因为她在学琴。
Other sister, she's learning to play 什么琴？
琴，学琴。
Oh, piano.
好像不是 piano， 好像中国的那个古琴呢。
This Chinese one.
因为她的老师哈，因为她的老师，她知道说她的老师生病，所以她就带着小孩子去探望老师。
Because.She found out that the teacher was ill, so that she brought her daughter to see the teacher.
过了不久，那老师死掉了。
And later on, the teacher passed away.
回到家以后，他跟那个小孩子一直发烧，那个时候都还不晓得什么原因。
And when they returned home, the daughter started to have fever and did not know the reason.
当然也不晓得，没有想到是杀死啊，就家人就一直祷告祷告了好几天，后来烧就退掉了，没有什么事。
They did not suspect she had SARS, so they started to pray for her. And a few days later, fever went down and nothing happened to her.
后来知道说啊，因为他那个老师到中国大陆啊，去找一个卖琴的师傅啊，那就买琴，他就买了很多琴回来了，中国式的那个琴哈。
And so later on, she found out that the teacher actually went to China to purchase many of these Chinese instruments.
啊，就是那个卖琴的那个老板呐，因为 SARS 死掉，啊，所以他的老师也是因为 SARS 死掉。
And the person selling this Chinese instrument died of SARS. Therefore, the teacher was infected and died of SARS.
啊，我们教会这个姐妹哦，她不晓得，啊，就是因为想说啊，老师生病了就去看他，啊，没有想到。他那个时候发烧，应该是染到那个 SARS 啊。
And the sister of our church did not know, so she just saw it because the teacher wasn't feeling well, so she should go visit her.
哎，跟家人、小孩子、全家人都一直发烧啊，都不晓得什么原因。但是感谢主，主耶稣怜悯，后来全部都好了，哦。
And her whole family had fever, and they did not know why. But thank God, they were all healed.
哦，如果是没有信主的话，不是主耶稣保守的话，也是一样完蛋。
And if they did not believe in Lord Jesus, without the protection of Lord Jesus, then they would not be healed.
啊，不过感谢主了哈，主耶稣特别保守。
But thank God, God took care of them.
因为圣经里面讲到说哈，敬畏神的人哈，啊，在各样的瘟疫当中哈，他说有千万人扑倒在你的左边啊，有的死在你的右边，但是你不会受害。
So thank God, because as is recorded in the Bible, in any plague, if people thousands of people die around you, or 10,000 people die around you, nothing would affect you.
我们在这个世代当中啊，各样的患难啊，很多很多。
In this world, we face different kind of tribulation.
但是我们真的要求神怜悯啊，常常保守我们，让我们出入都能够得平安。
So we have to ask for the mercy of God to protect us, so that no matter where we go or at home, we'll have peace.
那个赖英夫传道哈。传道娘啊，跟赖英初传道的妹妹，有一次他们要坐飞机。
Pastor Lai and his wife, and also his wife's sister, they were about to take a flight.
因为他一个小的儿子，他小的儿子好像跟我女儿是同年级，以前小学的时候同班。
And his youngest son was the same grade as my daughter when they were in elementary school.
啊，对，因为他在当兵啊，啊，当兵是在一个小岛上。
Because he was serving the army on this little island.
妈妈跟那个姑姑啊，啊一家人，啊他们就四个人就坐飞机准备去，啊探望他。
And so the family took a flight to went to this island to see visit him.
那结果他就打电话回，前一天呐、啊，晚上打电话回来。
So the night before that they called.
然后妈妈，我们明天哦早上还有事情。所以我们要晚一点呐、啊，我们才有休息。
So he called his family and said that tomorrow night we have something else to do, so we won't get back until later.
所以你不要坐第一班的飞机太早了。
So he said, don't take the first flight because it'll be too early.
你坐第二班的飞机来就可以了。
Take the second flight.
啊，结果他们就把飞机啊就改到第二班。
So they changed their flight schedule to the second one.
啊，结果等到他们到机场的时候啊，飞机停飞。
But when they went to the airport, they stopped all the flights.
啊！一问才知道说，第一班飞机啊，飞出去以后啊，坠到海里面去。
And they asked around, they found out the first flight actually crashed into the ocean.
啊，那一部飞机啊，刚好空四个位置，就是他们四个人。
And that flight, there were four empty seats that was actually for the four family members.
哦，前一天啊，改时间，啊，结果主耶稣保守，让他们就啊，在那个空难当中啊，啊就逃过了。
And Lord Jesus protected them, so they changed the schedule the night before, so they avoid this disaster.
其实我们人哦，你下一步要怎么样，你不知道嘞。
Actually, we do not know what's our next step.
哦，真的很需要，很需要神的保守看顾。
We truly need the protection and guidance of God.
哦 ，OK， 我们来谈昨天晚上哈，继续下来。
We'll continue our Q&A session from last night.
第六题。
Six.Number six, is fornication a dead sin? Is there any connection, relationship between fornication and committing adultery? Perhaps fornication can lead to commit adultery. What's the difference between these three?
Fornication, adultery, 跟那个 sexual immorality.
What's the difference between fornication, adultery, and sexual immorality?
Immorality. 啊，有什么不一样
？What's the difference？
因为我从中文里面看不出来哈。中文圣经里面不是很清楚。
Because the Chinese version did not translate them clearly, so
我不是在问你们，我是在请教你们。
I'm not asking this as a question to question you, but I'm asking for your advice.
哎，有什么不一样
？What's the difference？
哦。所有那个性的不道德的那个行为，好 ，fornication 哈 ，fornication 那个杰西刚刚想说 ，fornication 就是婚前的性行为了，对不对
？Fornication refers to sex before marriage。
对吗？同意吗？结婚以前，没有结婚之前的性行为，中文叫做婚前苟合啊。苟合，好，苟合。啊，这个 adultery 就是奸淫哦，卡米拉，奸淫。奸淫一般大概就是讲婚后，结婚了以后，本来是一夫一妻嘛，啊，你又跟其他的男人或其他人有性的行为，叫做 adultery， 所以这婚后。
So adultery is for after marriage, originally one husband and one wife. If you have sexual relationship with somebody else, then that's adultery.
啊，这个 sexual immorality 哈。中文叫做淫乱，这个组织所有的那个啊不合法的性的行为，那个婚姻上不道德的那个啊，所有的那个性的那个混乱的关系，叫淫乱。
And this refers to all the sexual things that.Outside the concept of marriage.
这样可以婚吗？哈。
Can you distinguish?
有没有不同意见的？有没有不同意见的
？Do you have any other opinion?
哈。婚前苟合是不是罪
？If you have a sexual relationship with someone before marriage, is that a sin?
是不是罪
？Is fornication a sin?
一般哈，就是说要达到结婚的年龄，啊，一夫一妻的制度，啊，正是婚礼了以后，啊，才有夫妻的生活。
So it's only after marriage then you can have the life of husband and wife.
所以在结婚之前呢、啊，就是你订婚完了以后啊，还是要保守圣洁的。
Therefore, before marriage, even after you're engaged, you still have to keep yourself holy.
啊，这个苟合行淫的，在希伯来书的十三章第四节说，苟合行淫的，神会审问哦。
And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, it says God will judge those who commit fornication.
当然，如果从圣经里面看哈，如果两个人已经订婚了。
Of course, from the biblical point of view, if two people are engaged,
啊，或者是没有订婚呐、啊，就是一个男的，一个女的。
Or if they're not engaged, just one man and a woman.
还没有达到结婚之前呐、啊，结果两个人就发生性的行为，婚前性行为。
And if they have sexual relationship before marriage,
哦，啊，当然教会的立场就是鼓励他们。如果达到已经达到可以结婚的年龄，就是鼓励他们要结婚。
Of course, if they are at the age when they can get married, the church should encourage them to get married.
好、哦，啊，如果结婚的话，教会就不会给他们出面。
And if they get married, then church will not excommunicate them.
但是教会不会给他们圣工作。
But church will not give them holy work.
另外一个就是不可以在教会里面举行婚礼。
And also they cannot hold their wedding at church.
因为在婚前不圣洁。不能够在教会举行婚礼。
Because if you're not holy before marriage, you cannot hold your wedding at church.
所以婚前的性行为这也是不合圣经的。
Therefore, fornication is also not, is also wrong according to the Bible.
不过一个补救的办法就是说，如果没有第三个人呢，只有一个男的，一个女的，就是要他们结婚。
But there is a way to correct this wrong, that is if there's just one man and woman,
结婚以后就不能够再离婚了、
And there's no one else involved, so then they should just get married.
但是那个是教会的补救措施。
And this is a way just to correct it.
但是不能够说啊，我为着要结婚啊，所以就先发生关系，这个不可以。
But you cannot say because I want to get married, so I engage in a sexual relationship.
因为这个在神来看呢、这也是一种罪。
Because in the eyes of God, this is a sin.
主是说啊。婚前性行为如果一夫一妻一个男一个女的话，而他们的措施就是结婚。
God said if a man and woman commit fornication, then the solution is that they get married.
但是不能够在教会里面婚礼。
But they cannot get married in church.
听得懂哈，听得懂哈。另外有一种状况啊。
And there's another situation.
婚前发生性的行为。
They have sexual relationship before marriage.
但是一方面啊，他不结婚。
But one side would not agree to marry the other.
所以那个不负起责任的那一方哈、有时候教会跟他出面。
Therefore, the one
看情形，
The one who is not willing to take the responsibility will be excommunicated.
另外一方啊，因为他想要结婚，但是对方不要嘛，
And the,
算是被遗弃。
And the other party thinks that he or she wants to get married, and the other person does not want to. She's considered being forsaken.
她可以再结婚，但是不能够在教会举行婚礼。
She can marry someone else, but she cannot have this wedding at church.
知道哈、所以这个婚前的性行为会发生很不好的后果。
Therefore, fornication brings bad consequences.
如果跟外邦人呢？
And if you commit the sin with a Gentile,
跟外邦人如果发生婚前的性行为，因为对方如果是因为有的人是淫乱的，圣经里面说，你跟一个淫乱的人结合，你就是犯奸淫的。
Because if you commit the sin with a Gentile, because they might have sexual immorality with other people, so then because you're with them, then you consider.
所以那个是比较严重的罪啊、
And that is a more serious thing.
那我们有时候讲说，在外面啊，不要随便交啊，因为外面一般的没有信主的人，他们在男女之间的关系很随便。
That's why we say do not have this kind of indiscretionary sexual relationship with people outside because they do not have the concept we have.
如果那个人呢、已经跟别人呢、有发生男女之间的性行为，你再跟他结婚，或者是你跟他发生关系，那就是奸淫的行为。
Because if this person already have a sexual relationship with someone else, and you have this relationship with him again, then you are committing sexual immorality.
因为我们将来要面对神呐、我们将来要面对神。
Because in the future we must face God.
因为传道书十一章里面哈。
Therefore, Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
所以我们在做什么事情都要想到。我们将来要面对神。
Tells us that no matter what we do, we must think that in the future we will face God.
所以我们要求主保守我们哈，在青年的时候说要逃避少年人的私欲。
Therefore, we must ask God to guide us so when we're young, we can flee from the desire of the young person.
跟一些祷告、清心祷告的人呢、一起追求，让我们灵性上成长。
And we have fellowship with those who pray constantly, and we can grow spiritually together.
不要被这个罪恶的事情啊，陷到这个罪恶的陷阱里面去。
And do not fall into the trap of sin.
这个不可奸淫呢、
And about adultery.
奸淫是第七条诫命。
It's the seventh commandment.
在教会里面被除名啊，最多的大概是拜偶像跟犯奸淫。
the most case of excommunication by our church is worshiping idols, and the reason is worshiping idols and committing adultery.
拜了真神以后啊，后来又去拜偶像的，有一部分人是这样被除免。
And some people were excommunicated because after they worshiped the true God, they went and worshiped idols again.
啊，另外一个就是犯奸淫。
And the other reason would be adultery.
所以他们说这个是参加那个第七军团的了，第七军团哦，啊中。中国那个共产党叫第八军团嘛，哈，啊，这个是第七军团呢，第七条诫命嘛，第七军团呢，知道吗？那个部队哈，部队有一个很大的部队的一个军团，就好多的军人
哈，
啊，就犯罪嘛，这个加入那个第七戒犯罪就被除名掉了。
Oh, so they have this joke. Those people who commit this sin, they join that.Army that troop.
哦，所以要保守圣洁哈。
So therefore, we must keep ourselves holy.
哥林多前书里面说哈，我们的身体是神的殿。
In First Corinthians tells us that our body is the temple of God.
啊，圣灵的居所。
The dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
啊，神造我们的身体，就是要让我们的身上来荣耀神。
And God lives in our body so that we may glorify Him with our body.
所以。如果我们毁坏了神的殿，就你犯罪了，把你这个圣殿毁坏了，神就毁坏这个人。
Therefore, if we sin and destroy the temple of God, then God will destroy this person.
所以的罪啊，都是在身体以外，唯有行淫是干犯自己的身体。
Therefore, all the things we can commit are outside our body, except sexual immorality is offending our body.
啊，当然，这个 sexual immorality 这个淫乱呢、啊，范围更广。
Of course, sexual immorality includes more.
哦，像哥林多前书第五章啊，不是有一个人娶自己的继母，
and,
这个乱伦。
And for example, in First Corinthians, there was a person married a stepmother.
哦，就是说那个人伦关系嘛，什么？哦，那个雅各的大儿子啊，流便呐、啊。流便也是因为玷污了，就是跟他的继母是算计，他父亲的妾呀、啊、行淫，所以他失掉长子的名分。
And this is incest, for example, say the.
所以 sexual immorality 包括的范围很广啊，像同性恋啦、啊，啊什么乱伦的关系啦、啊，反正一切不道德的那一种性的关系啊，都包括在这里面淫乱。
For example, Rubin also committed incest, and this is all included in sexual immorality, includes all the immoral sexual relationships.
哦啊，好像有那个男妓啦、女妓啦、哦妓女啦那一些。
And for example, the prostitutes.
对的，好、
哦。And they're all wrong.
所以这个我们应当求主保守我们啊，要说道理。
Ask God to guide us, so we may keep the truth.
接下来一题。
Next question, number 7. I heard that if a couple has sex before marriage, but they ended up married, they do not commit adultery. Is that true? 就差不多了。
差不多哈。
对。
对对。啊，婚前过河了，就是刚刚我们讲到的。
That's what we mentioned before. If they commit fornication, they're married, then it's not adultery. And question number 8, why did God choose the kingdom of Judah as his chosen people from Jacob's blessing to his descendants? In Genesis chapter 50, isn't Judah considered bad for throwing Joseph? Why not Joseph, the tribe of Benjamin chosen, since they are favored and liked by Jacob and God?
这是什么？
他打错。
啊？
Liked by。
哦， liked by。我想说什么？这个。Like my Jacob and God、
嗯、
那个他这个问题有点问题。
This question has some problem.
他问说啊，神为什么拣选犹大？
The question is asking why did God choose the kingdom of Judah?
啊，做他的选民，为什么不拣选耶稣或者是便雅悯？哈、
啊、，Why did he choose?Why did God choose the kingdom of Judah as his chosen people? Why did not choose Jacob or Benjamin? Joseph or Benjamin?
其实神的选民一个是亚伯拉罕嘛哈，
Actually, the chosen people of God, one of them is Abraham.
Abraham, Isaac.
Abraham, Isaac.
Jacob.
好。
啊，那都从雅各有十二个儿子。
And from Jacob, he has 12 sons.
十二个支派，对不对
？And so there are 12 tribes.
所以这个雅各的十二个儿子就是神的选民，神的选民亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他从雅各的十二个儿子都是。
So all the 12 tribes are the chosen people of God, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob and the 12 tribes.
所以这个以实玛利亚。
Therefore, Ishmael.
还有那个以扫哈。
以扫。
所以亚伯拉罕本来有一个儿子叫以实玛利嘛，但是神不要，因为这是血气的、人力的，所以神选择以撒。
So originally Abraham had one son Ishmael, but God did not want him to be the child. Not want him because he was born
flesh. 扫拉死掉以后啊，亚伯拉罕又娶了一个妻子叫基土拉，又生了六个儿子，对不对
？And after Sarah passed away, Abraham had another wife, and he had six more sons.
这个都是不是神拣选的，只有神以撒。
And none of them were chosen by God. God only chose Isaac.
以撒有两个儿子。
And Isaac had two sons.
大儿子是以扫。小儿子是雅各。
The older son is Esau, and the younger one is Jacob.
但是以扫啊，贪爱世俗。
And because Esau loved the world.
所以神不要，神拣选雅各。
Therefore, God did not want Esau; He chose Isaac, Jacob.
从雅各里面才选十二个支派，这样。
And then from Jacob, He chose
his own tribe. 以色列人就是这样来。
And this word Israel.
那为什么有犹大跟以色列人
？And why is there the Jewish?The Jews and the Israelites.
为什么有犹大跟以色列？这是在谁当王的时候？罗波安呢
？Why?
罗波安，罗波安怎么写？
罗波安。
R-E-H-O
B-O
B-O B-O-A-M 好罗伯安呢、啊、就是所罗门的儿子的时候啊
and,
王国分裂分成两个国家
and during the time of、the sons of
所以犹大跟便雅悯在南部
Solomon and the kingdom separated into two
啊其他的十个支派就在北部叫做以色列国
and Reuben and Benjamin were in the south and the rest are on the northern kingdom of Israel
罗伯安之前啊王国是一个国家
therefore before Rehoboam the kingdom was one
啊但是到了罗伯安啊他就分裂了犹大跟便雅悯属于一个国家其他就是
But at the time of King Rehoboam, the kingdom separated into two.
但是这个以色列啊，721年BC哈，王在那个亚述国把它灭掉。
But the northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed at 721 BC.
犹大国呢，就在606、597、586这三次啊，被巴比伦。啊，把他掳到巴比伦去，最后586，啊，这个国家也亡掉。
And in these 3 years, 606, 597, and 586, Kingdom of Judah, the people in there were captured by Babylon.
所以呢，被掳70年以后啊，536年回国建圣殿。
And eventually the kingdom was destroyed, but after that they returned as 536 BC to rebuild the temple.
所以你刚刚讲说，为什么先拣选犹大，不拣选以色列或便雅悯？所以这个问题本身呢、啊，就是不是很正确哈。
So the question was that why did God choose the kingdom of Judah instead of Joseph or Benjamin? So the question was wrong.
雅各的祖孙都算是神的选民。
All the descendants of Jacob were the chosen people of God.
不过这是地面上的以色列人。
and this is the Israelites on earth.
啊，我们才是真正的属灵以色列人。
And we are the true spiritual Israelites.
那记在哪里？加拉太书的三章二十七节。
This is recorded in Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
因为神跟亚伯拉罕讲说，他的祖孙啊有两种，一种是天上的星，一种是地面上的沙。
Because God, when God told Abraham, he said he has two types of descendants. One is are the stars in heaven, and the other ones are sands on earth.
哦，所以一个是天上的属灵的，一种是属地的。
And therefore, one group of his descendants will be in heaven, and they are spiritual.
我们虽然不是以色列人的祖孙。
And the other group belongs to earth.
但是我们受洗归入耶稣基督里面。
Even though we're not descendants of Israel, but we're baptized and we are in Christ.
我们就成为属灵的以色列人。
Therefore, we become spiritual Israelites.
按照应许神给亚伯拉罕的应许呀。就临到我们。
And the promise God gave to Abraham came to us.
OK. 到几点？还有时间吗？到四点好，还有十分钟。OK.
Number nine. When is real fasting? Is it from meal to next meal, or 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for lunch, and 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. for night?
你们怎么进食
？How do you fast?
其实不只是别人会问嘛。
Actually, you're not the only one who asked this question.
在四五年前呢、哦，总会要推行说啊，总会所有的负责人啊，开会的时候或者是各样的总会所 support 的各样活动要，早上要进食祷告。
About 4 or 5 years ago, GA wants to ask all the board members to fast and pray in the morning whenever there's event.
那个时候也有人问说，那我们怎么进食？
And at that time, there's some people who asked, how do we fast?
后来就请真理研究会从圣经去研究看看。
So we asked the Truth Research Committee to search the answer from the Bible.
我们有结论，所以我现在跟大家报告一下。
We have a conclusion, so now I can give you a report on that.
我们进食哈，进食是自愿的。
When we fast, it comes from our willing heart.
啊，你要进多久也是你可以自己决定的。
And how long you want to fast, you can decide that yourself.
但是你如果进一天，我一天要进食。
But if you say you decide you want to fast for one whole day,
那你就是早餐、中餐、晚餐，今天全部的餐食你都不要吃。
That means you cannot eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, none of the meal today. You can.
所以到昨天吃完饭以后，你去睡觉啦，今天就整天不吃。
Therefore.
不吃不喝，哎不，好好。
Therefore, you do not eat anything since the last meal you had last night.
一直到明天早上，早餐你才开始吃，这叫做禁食一天。
And you do not drink, you do not eat until the next morning. This is what you call fasting for one day.
你如果要禁食三天，就是三天都不吃不喝了。
And if you're going to fast for 3 days, that means for 3 days you do not eat or drink.
你如果说我要禁食一餐
，And if you say I just want to fast one meal,
你早餐不吃。
And you do not want to eat breakfast.
你就从昨天晚上睡觉开始，今天早上就不吃了，一直到中午吃饭就进食一餐。
Therefore, from last night after you finish your dinner to next lunch, you do not eat that.
你要进食两餐呢、啊，就早上不吃，中午不吃，到晚餐才吃。
And if you don't eat during the between the two meals, then you're fasting breakfast.
这样懂吗？所以不是几点到几点呢、啊？你这一餐不吃的话，就是说到下一餐才吃饭。
If you're fasting this meal, then you stop eating from the previous meal to the next meal time.
我们以前在纽约教会啊，中午很多人进食。
And before in the church in New York, during lunchtime, there are many people who fast.
但是有的人哦，要进食之前就赶快跟厨房说：“哎，你帮我留饭呐。”
But some people, before they fast, they tell the people working in the kitchen, ask them to save some food for them.
对哦，人家祷告的时候去祷告。
So when people are praying, they went to pray.
祷告完以后，就赶快到厨房去吃饭。
But right after they finished praying, they went to the kitchen to eat their meal.
这个不叫进食，这个叫做晚一点吃饭。
This is not called fasting. This is called eating your lunch later.
好好好。 Okay, 懂哈。
Okay, you understand? 第四题。Number 10, how do you be holy in an unholy place or with unholy friends, like Sodom and Gomorrah?
哦，我们怎样在哦哦，先后面有几个题目，我想快一点讲一下好了。
I want to talk about some other questions.
啊、哦，我们怎样在这种不圣洁的地方，我们要保守圣洁哈、
哦、？How can we keep ourselves holy in unholy place?、
因为我们要知道说我们的身份，我们是世界上的光啊。
We have to know that we are the light of the world.
啊，神叫我们要分别为圣的生活哈。
And God told us to be sanctified.
所以我们要做世界上的义，哎，世代的义人。
And be separate from the world, so we have to be the righteous person in this world.
我们知道说这个世界有很多的罪恶。
We know that this world is wicked.
但我们不是说跟人家都不来往嘛，我们就说一些啊，是跟那个道理不符合的地方，人家要做，我们不能够做。但是不是说不能够交朋友
？Be sanctified and be separated does not mean we do not have any contact or be friend with anyone else. Just mean that we cannot follow what they do if what they're doing is not holy.
他说，其实这几题都差不多了、
哦、Actually, all these questions are similar.
跳过来看那个十三了，说。
Okay, I'll jump to.
为什么？怎样爱？怎样能够遮掩很多的罪？
Let's jump to number 13. How does love cover a multitude of sins?
因为爱心、能够去挽回一个人、比如说一个人他犯错了。
Because love can save a person, cause him to return back.
For example, 我们用爱心去劝勉他。
For example, a person wronged him.
让他能够晓得悔改。
We encourage him with love so that he knows how to repent.
求神饶恕他，赦免他的过犯。他就不会再继续犯错下去。
And ask God to forgive his sins so that he will not continue sinning.
他说如果他真的确实悔改他的过犯，主耶稣也会赦免他。
And if he truly repents, then God will forgive his sins.
说这样就能够遮掩很多的罪了，让他不会再继续犯罪下去了、
And by doing this, we can cover multitudes of sins.
所以我们应当对那些软弱的弟兄姊妹要发挥爱心来帮助他们能够让他们能够回头。
And they will not continue singing. Therefore, to the brothers and sisters for a week, we have to help them with love so that they will turn back to God.
箴言十章十二节，还有雅各书五章二十节，我们都可以看哈。
You can refer to Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12 and Song of Songs chapter 5 verse 20.
Do we have to sacrifice to our spouse? 我们要对我们的配偶啊，要牺牲吗
？Number 14, do we have to sacrifice to our spouse?
好。
Do we have to sacrifice?
In order to gain their submission, 为了要得到他们的顺服，好。
Do we have to sacrifice to our spouse in order to gain their submission?
其实夫妻之间的关系哦，很微妙。
Actually,
这里面哦，这个丈夫跟妻子的关系。你如果按照道理来做的话，能够真正守道理，夫妻的生活会很好。
If you can truly follow the truth, you will have a good relationship between the husband and wife.
如果说你不按照道理来的话，经常夫妻的感情不好，自己也很受苦。
But if you do not do according to the truth, then you will not have a good relationship and you will suffer.
所以圣经里面说啊，你做丈夫的，你就要爱妻子。
Therefore, the Bible tells us the husband must love the wife.
妻子就是顺服丈夫。
And the wife must submit to the husband.
当然这个顺服啊，你一定要合道理呀、因为你做太太是要来帮助丈夫啊。
And of course, this submission must be according to the truth because the wife is supposed to help the husband.
如果丈夫所做的决定不合道理啊，你又去顺服他，那就不对了。
If the decision of the husband is not the one that's according to the truth, and you submit to him, that's wrong.
但是你就是要怎样来帮助你的丈夫做一个正确的决定。
And you have to help your husband to make a correct decision.
因为你是帮手嘛。
Because you're the helper.
像那个圣经里面讲那个亚拿尼亚夫妇啊，两个人同心做什么？欺骗神啊。
Like in the Bible records that Ananias and his wife, they worked together in one accord to deceive God.
不是这样，要合道理。发现说不对了，丈夫做的决定这个不合道理了，你要帮助他，说这样不对，我们不能够这样做。
We should not do that. When the husband and wife work in one accord, that means the wife to help the husband
所有的事情啊都要顺服
to do the right and to follow the truth
他的丈夫要爱妻子
If what a husband does is according to the truth the wife must submit to him
啊其实啊丈夫爱妻子啊不会吃亏
And the husband must love the wife andIf he loves the wife, he will not lose anything by doing that.
因为你怎么对待他，啊，他就怎么回报你。而且最有好处的就是你自己。
Because how you treat your wife, she will repay you in the same way.
哦，所以这个夫妻之间的关系很微妙，就是这样。你付出给对方啊，但是回报是在你身上。
And so, if you give.To your wife or to your husband, in the end, you're the one who benefits.
做丈夫的你越爱你的太太，你的太太会爱越爱你。
The more you love the more you love your wife as a husband, your wife will love you more. So in the end,
你一天到晚跟她吵啊，受苦的还是你自己。
So in the end, you will be the one who gains benefit. And if you argue with her all the time, in the end, you're the one who suffers.
所以你们。因为你们已经到高级班了，大概再过几年就要结婚了，所以这个要记在头脑里面哦。
Because you're already in senior year's class, a few years later you'll be married, so you must remember this.
最后一题哈。
Last question.
怎么样在那个受苦当中啊，能够感到喜乐是吧
？Number 15. How does one rejoice in suffering besides knowing that we did it for Christ?
好。在彼得前书里面谈到很多这样的道理
In First Peter, it records about many teachings.
第二章、第三章、第四章、第五章，彼得前书都有。
Chapter 2 and Chapter 3, Chapter 4, Chapter 5 or First Peter talks about this.
说我们如果去做坏事、受苦啊，是活该啊。
He says if we do wicked and we suffer, then this is what we deserve.
因为你做坏事嘛，他当然要受苦。
Because you did wrong, so of course you have.
但是你如果是为做基督徒、为行善受苦，有价值。
But if you suffer because you want to be a Christian or you want to do good, then this is worthy.
因为你所受的苦啊，神会纪念。
Because God will remember your sufferings.
所以。借着苦难，有时候让我们得到很多的好处。
Therefore, through tribulation, we can gain much benefit sometimes.
苦难可以帮助我们，让我们越来越老练。
Tribulations and trials can train us to be more mature.
苦难可以训练我们，让我们的信心越坚强。
Can train us so that we can have stronger faith.
借着苦难，经过了以后，让我们得到完全，神把我们带到更美的境界。
And through hardship, we can become more perfect and complete, and God will bring us to a higher level.
所以像约瑟，小的时候就受苦。
For example, like Joseph, he suffered when he was young.
但是神就把他带到更美的境界啊。
But God brought him to a nicer place.
他当宰相，又救了全家。
He became the governor. He saved his whole family.
所以神给他十三年的训练哈，给他十三年的训练，但是给他。以后的那个美景非常好。
Therefore, God gave him 13 years of training, and in the end, gave him something better.
所以他跟他的哥哥讲说：“把你，把我卖到这里来。其实你们想要害我，但是神就借着这样先送我到这里来为着成就今日的光景。”
So he said to his brothers, "You thought that you were trying to put me to death, but actually, through this, God brought me to Egypt so that." Something better might be accomplished. So that I may save the whole family.
让以色列人在埃及地啊变成一个非常强大的一个民族。
And sustain the family so the Israelites can be a strong force in Egypt.
约伯啊曾经受苦。
And Job suffered.
但是经过苦难以后，他说：“我从前风闻有神呐，但是现在我亲眼看到神。”
But after his sufferings, he said, "Before I heard of God, now I can see God with my own eyes."
所以一开始他有点不太了解，说我这么好的人，怎么会要受这么多苦
？So in the beginning, he could not understand how come a righteous person like me had to suffer all these hardships.
慢慢苦难，慢慢熬练以后，他就知道说原来神要把我练了以后，我就变成精金了。
But through the tribulation, he understood that God was giving him trials so that he may become refined gold.
所以万事互相效力哈， 爱神的人都能够得益处。
Therefore, all, in all things, God works for those who love Him.
啊，不管在什么环境啊，你只要你敬畏神，走在神的道路上，都是美好的。
Therefore, all those who love God will be benefit, will receive benefit. So, no matter what kind of situation you're in, as long as you worship God, then you will receive benefit.
我祷。
Let's bow our hand, pray in silence.